Tonight, the Columbia Workshop, under the guest direction of Earl McGill, presents for the first time on any network, and for its second American production, the play Hassan by James Elroy Flecker, scored to the music written especially for this work by the late Frederick Delius. The story of Hassan of Baghdad and how he came to make the golden journey to Samarkand. Moonlight, the street of felicity by the fountain of the pigeons. Two houses with balconies facing on either side of the street. In front of one of the houses stands Hassan, the candy maker. He is talking to a porter.
Has she received the box, O guardian of the door of separation?
From my hands, O dispenser of bounty.
And what did thy mistress say?
Sir, the hands of mediation are empty.
There, I have filled them. What honey dropped from that golden mouth?
She said curses on the fat sugar cook and his lovesick eyes. Oh. Allah be praised, his confectionery is better than his countenance.
But did she eat the confectionery?
I do not know. But within the hour, I removed the box, and it was empty.
And what is the name of thy mistress?
Yasmin is her name, sir.
Yasmin, a sweet name for a moonlight night. I shall sing to Yasmin. Play for Yasmin on my lute. Salam alaikum. How splendid in the morning glows the lily. With what grace he throws his supplication to the rose. Do roses nod the head, Yasmin? But when the silver dove descends, I find the little flower of friends, whose very name that sweetly ends, I say, when I have said, Yasmin. The morning light is clear and cold. I dare not in that light behold a whiter light, a deeper gold, a glory too far shed, Yasmin. But when the deep red eye of day is level with the lone highway, and some to Mecca turn to pray, and I toward thy bed, Yasmin, or when the wind beneath the moon is drifting like a soul aswoon, and harping planets talk love's tune with milky wings outspread, Yasmin, shower down thy love, O burning bright, for one night or the other night will come the gardener in white, and gathered flowers are dead, Yasmin.
Can this be Hassan, the confectioner?
I am Hassan, and I am a confectioner.
Mashallah, Hassan, your words are sweeter than your sweets, and your candy as welcomeless as your attentions. Oh, Hassan, you are ridiculous. Could you love me? Do you love me, Yasmin? Oh, thou art a fool, Hassan, thou wearisome sugar cook. Go home.
Fire of hell! If I could but reach thy throat with a knife, thou baggage!
Aye, but a moment ago the sun of thy existence and now a baggage. And you have broken your lute, wishing it were a dagger with which to slay me. Yeah, Hassan, if you desire my death, send me some more of thy sweetness.
Oh, torments of death! Now she mocks me! Woe is me! Woe is me!
Take this, my fool, to quench thy aspirations!
Oh, thou unutterable woman, I will have you whipped through the city, impaled in the market. Oh, alas, what can I do? Oh, my headache. Yahal, I am splitting in twain. I will break the house in. May she scream in hell forever. It is my own fault for having dreamed. Oh, Yasmin, so beautiful, so brutal. You have killed me. That son will die. Salam.
How long is this night? Bishak, my friend, my heart is heavy. And still the night drags on. Still we wander in the crooked streets. And still we find no entertainment. And still the white moon shines.
O Caliph of Islam, is there no vast entertainment for the wise in the shining of the moon? In the dripping of that fountain, and in the shape of that tall cypress that has leapt the wall to shoot her arrow at the stars?
But I hear music and see lights in that high window. Come on, and we will snatch profit from this cursed night even yet, my friends. Even at the 11th hour, I and Jafar and Ishak and Masroor shall be entertained. Jafar, wise counselor, find a door to this interesting house. Masroor, battle thy sword that they may hear us and give heed.
Master of Bem, the night is far advanced and you have not slept. It is a late hour to seek entertainment.
Jafar, I am Caliph. I say lead on.
Jafar is wise, ruler of the world. Let us return to the palace.
Save thy wits, O Masroor, for thy sword. And Jafar, you are as prudent as a shopkeeper.
Therein lies his merit, Harun al-Rashid. For while Masroor deals in the lives of men, Jafar keeps the great shop of state and sells the revenue of the provinces.
Enough. Ishak, thou art nothing but a poet. Call to them, Jafar, and see if they will let us in. Masroor, bang on the walls, I say. I'm greatly curious about a house that has no door and gives out merry music.
Ho, gentlefolk, in the name of Allah.
Who calls?
Sir, we are four merchants of Basra, who but an hour since have lost our way in the streets of Baghdad. And now a happy chance has taken us to this street. And seeing lights and hearing music, we hope to taste the cup of kindness, being true believers.
Then you are not of Baghdad?
No, sir, of Basra.
Had you been of Baghdad, you should not have entered for all the gold in the Caliph's coffers.
Then we may enter, being of Basra.
If you enter, you will be in my power. And if you annoy me, I will punish you with death. So go in peace, O men of Basra.
A rare adventure, Jafar.
Master, great Caliph, do not persist. We have been warned of danger.
Silence. We take the risk of annoying you, O host of terror, and are now looking for the entrance.
When did an entrance of reputation open onto this street, O strangers? But I will contrive a means for your ascent. Here is a basket. Enter, and my slave shall pull you up.
We shall make a discovery tonight, Ishak.
There may be danger, O Caliph.
But care I for danger? Ah, the basket. Pull away, my host.
Hey, Masroor, I would sleep a little.
You would wake in paradise if the Caliph heard you.
Thou art right, Masroor. Thy path to paradise is narrow and shining and of good Damascus steel. But let us ascend to where the Caliph awaits. Come, Ishak, join us.
Go thy way, I will follow. I will follow you no further. Find out, if you will, O Harun al-Rashid, the secret of the doorless house and the master who will admit no citizen. But the sighs of thy people do not stir so much as the flesh of thy curiosity. Mayhap... There is a body here in the shade. The corpses of the poor are very common in the streets these days. Hey, mashallah, an ill-proportioned and unseemly man. But by his forehead, not quite a common man. What, a lute? Take my hand, O brother. You loved music too. Ah, your hand is warm and your heart beats. You shall take my place in the basket, brother, and find your destiny. I will be free tonight, free for one dawn upon the hills.
Friend Ishak has played a trick on us. May Allah separate him from salvation and sent up this body in place of himself.
Wait. This man is by no means dead. The mill of his heart still grinds the flower of life. Ho, slaves! Transform this into a man. Bathe him, revive, soap, scent, comb, and clothe him in the ceremonial coat, and bring him back to us.
Thy house is of grand proportions and eccentric architecture, my host. It is astonishing that such a house should look out onto so mean a street.
It is an old house wherein the heretics once held their meetings before they were all flayed alive. It is called the House of the Moving Walls.
Why such a name?
I do not know at all.
The very noise of music that we heard is silent.
I waited for your permission, my guests, before continuing my meager entertainment. Ho, music! Ho, dancers!
Early after this prelude,
in this splendid palace, we shall see dancing women worthy of paradise.
Lord, grant it, master.
Hush! I hear the pattering of feet. What? What is this?
Beggars in rags
and
dirt. These beggars indescribable scum.
Not a poor one, but along. To keep me singing no tales. But we'll draw her up to the home. Come, come, come. All your most revolting scars. People never weary of it. The more nastiest you are, more they pity and you'll clap it. Rack the blip and get the fool. Apoplectic, maim or mad. Blind of one eye, blind of both. Up the beggars, up like that. Up the beggars, up like that. There's a cellar I know, where a little lad is. There's a cellar's full of all
beggars, the caliph of the faithless, the master of the hopeless of Baghdad.
The king of the beggars.
Master of
Baghdad. The faithless, Al-Karim, this is the jest indeed.
Subjects and guests, attend me! Attend me!
Now that our plot is ready, our conspiracy established, our victory imminent, what is there left for me to tell you, O faithful band? Shall I say be brave? You are lions. Be cunning? You are serpents. You have begged. You shall buy. You have fawned. You shall fight. You have cringed. You shall kill. How loud they snore, those swine whose nostrils we shall slit today. But as for that peacock of peacocks, that sack of debauch, that Caliph Harun, alive in his coffin, I and none other will nail him down with his eyes staring into mine. His gardens, his fountains, summer palaces and houses, his horses, mules, camels and elephants, his statues, his wines, slaves of Egypt and his carpets of Bokhara, and his great sealed boxes bursting with unbeaten gold. All this and all his flower-like women are yours, my children. All save her of whom I warned you. The woman who is mine, though she belongs to the monster's harem. The one who shall sit unveiled with me on the throne of all the caliphs. And when you see us sitting on that throne together, you shall cry...
The Caliph is dead!
These words are not holy, not even in jest.
Oh, guests of an hour, I pray you put the tongue of discretion in the cheek of propriety.
Propriety? The hosts of obligations are greater than the guests. We pray you that we may withdraw at once.
And who will withdraw me, my masters, from the vengeance of the Caliph? Once you have talked to talk with the captain of his guard...
We promise we are men of honor.
Prepare to stay. Unless you do...
Dost thou dare threaten us, Bismillah?
Truly, thou monstrous-sized negro, comprehension and thou have separated since youth. Shall I then drop the needle of insinuation and pick up the club of statement? Shall I tell you three guests of mine that if you offer me one threat more, I will thrash your lives out head downward from your feet?
No.
Beware thy insolence.
Why, here is the fourth guest.
I pray you thrash no one's life out downwards from their feet. Oh, Master Host, and above all, not Hassan.
You heard me. Hassan, if that be your name, take courage. All I require of my guests is genteel behavior.
Who are these terrible men in rags?
Beggars of Baghdad. 10,000 more await my signal in the streets. In a few minutes, they will surprise the drowsy palace guards. Sack Baghdad, kill the caliph, and make me king. One bowl to pledge me victory, O guests, for I must away and win it. Sir, you do not drink.
I obey the prophet.
I will pledge you, host, and on the day I spill your blood, I shall drink a little in remembrance of this bowl of wine. Till then, your health.
I thank you, Negro. I drink to yours.
I drink to forget a woman, but will this little cup suffice?
Nor 10,000 little cups like these, if you have loved. Tonight, I shall fill my bowl of oblivion with the blood of the Caliph of Baghdad. Brother, will that great cup suffice?
Oh, call me not brother, thou savage man who dost dare talk of shedding the holiest blood in Islam.
When high office is polluted, when the holy is unholy, when justice is a lie, when the people are starved and the great fools of the world sit in high office, then dares a man talk of shedding the holiest blood in Islam.
Also, when one wishes to claim a lady of his household.
Why do you want to nail him in his coffin alive? Tell us the tale.
Tell us.
Tell us of the woman. What harm can it do, since we are in your power?
Yes. What harm can it do if it will relieve the heaviness of my heart? Well, then, my name is Rafi. I come from the hills beyond Mosul, where the men walk free and the women go unveiled. There I was betrothed to Bhavana, a beautiful woman and wise. But the very day before our marriage, the governor of Mosul raided my country with 1,000 men, and among many prisoners, they took my Bhavana. She was sold to the slave market of Baghdad. And though I gave all the gold I had in the world to buy her back, the caliph's chief eunuch robbed her from me, saying it was illegal for the dealer to sell her before the caliph had made his choice. And as she was being dragged away, Bhavana cried in the speech of our country, "I will die, but I will not be defiled. Rescue me alive or dead, soon or late, and avenge me on this caliph." That is my story. And for this reason, I will nail the caliph down in his coffin, bound and living and with open eyes.
God will frustrate thee, thou devil.
As he wills. Farewell. I go to avenge Bhavana and to wash Baghdad in blood.
You shall not go and we will not stay.
Did not someone ask me why this house was called the House of the Moving Walls?
I asked that question.
The moving walls of iron are your answer. Farewell.
Gates of iron, by Allah, they shall answer for this. Prison bars, O master.
They have all left. At least we are alone in this room that has become an iron-barred cage.
This
help!
Is monstrous.
Help! Name of Baghdad! The caliph is in danger! The caliph is in prison! Come up and save the caliph! The master of men, the shaker of the world!
There comes no answering cheer.
I had forgotten the height of this room above the street.
Allah! This room is a box within a box, like a Chinese toy. You will discover my identity and bury me alive.
Alas, master, what shall we do?
Thou dog. Thou dirt. Thou dust heap. Did I make thee vizier to ask counsel or to give it? My kingdom is reduced from 12 provinces to 12 square cubes. My subjects from 30 million unto 3, but Bismillah, one of my subjects is the executioner. Mashallah, another one merits execution. And inshallah,
If thy head doth not immediately devise a practicable scheme of escape, it shall dive off thy shoulders and swim across the floor.
What shall happen shall happen. But, master, here is one who is occupied in meditation and is aloof. Let us invite him to counsel.
Oh, thou, Hassan, what occupies thy spirit?
I am examining the carpet. It is of cheap manufacture, inferior dye and unpleasant pattern.
Art thou a carpet dealer?
No, sir, I am a confectioner.
And I am Caliph.
As my heart surmised, O Commander of the Faithful.
Canst thou not give me one gleam of hope, Hassan the confectioner? If not, Masrur shall cut off all our heads, beginning with thine. Oh. I dare not fall into that man's hands alive.
Oh, spare me. Spare me. What of the man who put me in the basket? He will know where we are and come to our rescue.
No good. I'd rather depend on the mercy of Rafi than the whim of the Shack. Masrur, unsheathe thy sword. There is no hope.
Thy pardon, master. There is hope. Behold, the light.
By the seven lakes of hell, we are not nice that we can crawl through a crack twixt floor and wall.
A mouse could not pass. But what, O master, of a message?
A message?
Written out black on paper and dropped into the street.
Your father was a fool to this man. Take out thy pen and write. Warn the police. Warn the soldiers. Describe our position. Time's flying. Write and we are safe. Write for the salvation of Islam. For the safety of Baghdad. Your Hassan, thou confectioner. If we are rescued, I will fill thy mouth with gold. You have written the paper, Jafar.
I have, master.
Then drop it.
No, no, Jafar, not there. Drop it here at this corner. Through this crack in the floor. There is no balcony below. See, it drops straight into the street.
And now, how shall we employ the time of waiting for our deliverance?
I shall meditate upon the mutability of human affairs.
And I shall sharpen my sword upon my thigh.
And I shall study the reasons of the excessive ugliness of the pattern of this carpet.
Hassan, I will join thee. Thou art a man of taste. Yes, what the chief eunuch told you is all true, Hassan. Our late host, the king of the beggars, was captured hiding in the gutter of his roof. This evening, I shall judge him and his crew in full divan. And in the divan shalt thou appear, O Hassan, clothed in thy robe of ceremony and seated on my right hand.
Alas, O serene splendor, I am not one to open my mouth at divan or to strut among courtiers in robes of state. Sir, excuse me from these things. But at evening, when God flings roses through the sky, call me then to some calm pavilion. And let us hear Ishak play, and let us hear Ishak sing, till we discover the speech of things that have no life, and know what the clods of earth are saying to the roots of the garden trees.
Have no fear. You shall meditate until your beard grows in the soil, and you grow wiser than a Pluton. But in this case, you are a witness, and must be present at my divan. You shall call me redresser of wrong and peacock of the world. In this garden, you are Hassan, and I am your friend, Harun.
Oh, master, I find thy friendship like thy carpet, endowed with all the charm of poetry and the magic of surprise.
What a man you are for poetry and carpet. Who ever saw a confectioner like this? When did you learn poetry, O Hassan of my heart?
In that great school, the market of Baghdad. For thee, master of the world, poetry is a princely diversion. But for us, it is a deliverance from hell. Allah made poetry a cheap thing to buy and a simple thing to understand. He gave men dreams by night that they might learn to hope by day. All the town of Baghdad is passionate for poetry, master. I have seen cobblers weep and butchers bury their great faces in their hands at some lovely songs.
Therein lies the strength of Islam. In stories and in poems alone shall live the eternal memory of this city. If ever there shall arise a nation whose people have forgotten poetry,
and whose poets have forgotten the people. What of them, O Hassan?
They will be a dark patch upon the face of the earth.
Well said. By your luck, you have saved the life of the Caliph, O Hassan. But by your conversation, you have won the friendship of Harun. What are you gazing at? Oh. As if enchanted.
Oh, what a beautiful fountain. With a silver dolphin and the naked boy.
A Greek of Constantinople made it. Who traveled hither in the days of my father. May paradise refresh his soul. My father was exceptionally well pleased. And asked the Greek if he could make more as fine. 100, replied the delighted infidel. Whereupon my father cried, impale this pig. Which, having been done, this fountain remains the loveliest in the world.
Oh, fountain, dost thou never run blood? You have told me a tale of death and tyranny, O master of the world.
You accuse my father of tyranny, old fellow, for slaying a filthy Christian?
I meant no offense, but you bade me talk to you as a friend.
Not Ishak himself, who has been a friend for years, would dare address me thus.
Arise, Hassan. Thy impudence hath a monstrous beauty, like the hind quarters of an elephant.
Forgive me.
I forgive you with all my heart. But I advise you, speak in conformity with your character, of the things you understand. Leave not the garden of art for the palace of action. Trouble not your head with the tyranny of princes, for you may catch a cold therein from the wind of complication.
I hear and obey.
Forget it now. Set your mind on pleasant things. Have you noticed this little pavilion in front of which we have talked so long? This is your little house, Hassan, where you shall find a shelter from the blast at harm and chill.
My little house?
I chose it for you, here in this remote corner of the garden. You will hear no noise of street or palace, but enjoy complete repose.
Mine, this little house? Mine, this sweet scented door?
Knock on it and see.
Master. O Redeemer of the world.
Master.
We await your command.
But these are the slaves of the King of Beggars. They are the ones who bathed me and brought back my soul into mine eyes. Whence a woman had all but driven it forever.
I have rescued them as their polite manners deserve. And I have given them to you. And now farewell. Jafar, my vizier, has been waiting me some 2 hours.
O Lord, my soul renders you thanks.
No, not thy lord. Thy friend, Harun. Goodbye, Hassan.
Redeemer of the world.
And so faces not altogether strange bid me welcome to my new home.
And I too, Hassan.
Thou, Yasmin.
I came, I hid, I waited.
You dared.
What will a beautiful woman not dare? I came because you're rich, famous, and a man of taste. The day you fall into disfavor, I shall undoubtedly leave you.
Your impudence is vile.
Be generous, Hassan. It beseems the Caliph's friend to be generous. If I have scorned you, do I not offer you a sumptuous revenge?
Oh, you are brazen. Away, away. Why did you seek me out? Take your pardon for hurting Hassan and depart.
You are as cold as ice.
Shall I tell you to go again?
Oh,
if you need Hassan. Money, my slaves will give it to you at the door.
Oh, come on, Hassan,
slaves, tear off this woman.
Oh, your slaves are violent.
Oh, why did you seek me out? Is it to rain back my words upon my face?
Let me leave now.
No, I will not let you go. Hold her.
Oh, no. Oh, what will you do to me? You forgave me.
I forgave you the insult and the shame of that hour. No, Allah shall forgive you if he wills. Prepare to die.
To die? No. Murder, but not with a sword. Not with a sword.
Let me taste the ecstasy of power. Let me be one of those who conquer because they do not care.
Oh.
I am Hassan, rich and passionate and strong. You have hurt me. I will hurt you. It is the rule of the game. Do I love you? Then love shall drive the blade deeper.
I will not close my eyes. I will look at you. You dare not do it. Looking at my eyes.
Yasmin. Oh, Yasmin of my life.
Oh, Hassan. Thou art nothing but an old man and a fool.
Yasmin. Oh, Yasmin. Oh.
Abu Sa'id, Prince of Basra, Al-Mustansir, Prince of Konya, Governor of Khorasan, to do homage. Abu Nuwas, the Caliph's jester, the Raja of the Upper Ganges, with a present of 800 bales of indigo. Hassan ben Hassan al-Baghdadi, the Caliph's friend. Anastasius Georgius from the Emperor's...
Come hither, friend of the Caliph. Do not forget that you are the man with the broken lute.
What is a friend, Ishak?
Art thou not in favor? The Caliph has made thee his friend.
He has called me by that name, friend. But I tremble before his eyes.
You have found out. No man can ever be his friend.
Alas, that is because he is exalted far above mankind.
Alas, no. But because he uses that supremacy to play the artist for the lives of men.
What do you mean, Isha?
Have you not seen the designer of carpets, O Hassan of Baghdad? Put here the blue, and here the gold, and here the orange, and here the green. So have I seen the Caliph take the life of some helpless man who was contented in his little house and garden, enjoying the blue of happy days, and color his life with the purple of power, and streak it with the crimson of lust, then whelm it all in the gloom grays of abasement, touched with the glaring reds of pain, and edge the whole with the black border of annihilation.
He has been so generous. Oh, do not say he is a tyrant. Do not say he delights in the agony of men.
Agony is a fine color, and he delights therein, as a painter, in vermilion new brought from Kurdistan. To clasp a silver belt round the loins of a filthy beggar, while a slave darkens the skin of his late vizier, is for him but a jest, touched with a sense of the appropriate. And I have seen it enacted in this very room.